listener production.
Hi there, I'm Alicia McFarlane. The long-running Ben Roberts Smith defamation case is over. It's been dismissed by the federal court. The war veteran has been unsuccessful in suing three newspapers owned by Nine over articles published in 2018. The court finding there's substantial or contextual truth in reports about alleged crimes relating to his time in Afghanistan. Journalist Chris Masters says it'll go down in news history.
We're so often on our knees, it often feels so hard to even do ordinary work, let alone work as difficult as this.
Human remains found near Nanup last month have been confirmed as being those of missing man Corey O'Connell. His family say they're devastated but grateful there's a resolution. Police have returned to bushland to extend the search for any further remains at the site. The jostling for ministerial portfolios has begun, with a cabinet shake-up expected next week after soon-to-be Premier Roger Cook is officially endorsed. It's not yet clear if short-lived leadership contender Amber-Jade Sanderson will stay on as health minister. Incoming Deputy Premier Rita Safiotti says whatever happens, there are no hard feelings.
I'm not going to make comments on other ministers and other portfolios, but what I am energised by is the unity ticket between Roger and myself.
A strong stench forced thousands of staff to evacuate Woodside's Perth office block this morning. Firefighters were called to the scene around 9:30 following reports of a strong smell of gas. A climate activist has since been arrested. In sport, West Coast has named Callum Jamieson in its side for Saturday's clash with Collingwood at Optus Stadium. He's the only change in the Eagles' lineup, the club opting for extra height to tackle the ladder leaders. And Fremantle's Nat Five has ended speculation about his future, signing a new two-year deal with the Dockers. He says he couldn't imagine playing for any other team.
I feel like there's been a lot of investment into the club, and the club has invested in me, and I like to play long games. I like payoffs in the end, and I'm really hopeful that at the end of this, there's a really good story.